You're listening to Nashville Public Radio. I'm Blake Farmer. Hundreds of bills are filed when the Tennessee legislature revs up at the first of the year, and dozens of them attract attention, sometimes from around the country. But this year, most of those headline-grabbing proposals quietly fizzled out. WPLN's State House reporter Chaz Sisk is here to walk us through what happened to some of them. Hello, Chaz.
Hi, Blake.
I want to start with a perennial issue, getting rid of Tennessee's so-called pass-the-bottle law. It effectively allows open containers of alcohol in a car. A few dedicated lawmakers, they always try to overturn that. This year, Governor Bill Haslam even added his weight, but it looks like the proposal will fail again. What happened?
Well, still not enough support for it. So what the governor had done was add the open container law to his transportation funding plan, the IMPROVE Act. This would have freed up $18 million in federal money that could be spent on roads. But in the negotiations over the road funding bill, that provision was stripped out. It's not much money in the grand scheme of things, and road funding is such a difficult issue politically, there just didn't seem to be much willingness to fight for this.
Another measure where the Republican-led legislature appeared to be bucking the governor was this proposal to ban outsourcing in state parks, which is a big project of Haslam's. There seemed to be considerable energy around the idea, so why did it fail?
I think Republicans are still reluctant to totally defy the governor on this. Some of that is political, them being in the same party as the governor, but some of it is probably philosophical. They generally support the idea that the private sector can do things better than government. I think the biggest thing working against this bill is probably that it came from Democratic Minority Leader Craig Fitzhugh. Had it been a Republican-sponsored measure, it might have passed. But just by showing a little bit of support for Fitzhugh's measure, they signal that they're not on board with outsourcing at state parks. They've tabled the debate until 2018, but depending on what the Haslam administration does, I could see it coming back next year.
And let's talk about two bills that involve immigration. One was a proposal to ban sanctuary cities in Tennessee, barring municipalities from intentionally being uncooperative with immigration authorities. You know, this attracted lots of attention, especially given President Trump's focus on the same theme. But Chaz, isn't this already the law in Tennessee?
Well, it is. In 2009, the state legislature passed a measure banning cities from ignoring federal immigration law. That kind of raises the question of whether another ban was necessary. Nashville Mayor Megan Berry has cited that law as the legal rationale for her city not becoming a sanctuary city. But as a practical matter, no city in Tennessee is really talking about becoming a sanctuary city. And a lot of mayors around the country are questioning the wisdom of doing so. They argue they'll have more flexibility on immigration if they don't pick a fight with federal authorities.
So what happened to this year's bill?
They pushed the debate off to 2018, and we'll have to see whether it comes back then.
And what about requiring non-citizens to have alien stamped on their driver's licenses? You had the sponsor of this bill citing 9/11 as justification, and it did seem like many lawmakers were nodding along.
Yeah, many were. They all said they were surprised that writing alien on a non-citizen's driver's license would be controversial, that green card holders and other legal residents would find that offensive. And that matters because the state is trying to get foreign companies to invest in Tennessee, companies that will necessarily want to send workers from their home offices. And it doesn't pay to antagonize those companies. In the end, it was pointed out that non-citizens' licenses already say temporary and are timed to expire when their immigration visas do. And that seemed to be enough to satisfy everyone.
Well, it's decision time for the legislature, so I know we'll be hearing more from you in the coming days. Thank you, Chaz.
You're welcome.
Chaz Sisk is WPLN's state capitol reporter. I'm Blake Farmer.